How much is Miami different than what you expected them to be coming into the season of 1-15?
Well, you know, I didn't study them a lot last year, but they're very impressive. They're playing some great offense, some great defense, keeping people off balance on both sides of the ball. You know, they've beat some good football teams by dominating a couple of those games, so they're very impressive.
How much has Pennington been a steadying effect on the franchise, kind of taking control of that offense? He's always been a pretty steady player throughout his career.
Well, any time you're able to go into a situation and get a quarterback like Pennington, an experienced quarterback that has played, understands defenses, and to come in and help the franchise immediately is something that you don't expect. Very seldom do you have the Drew Breeses out there or the Chad Penningtons, and when you come in as a new head football coach and you're able to have a quarterback with that type of experience, I think you feel very lucky. Yeah, fingers fine.
Do you expect a heavy dose of the Wildcat formation?
I really don't know. I'm sure it has a lot to do if you can stop it.
What are your thoughts on it? Just seeing it, I mean, it's a new wrinkle. Everybody's got a new wrinkle. This is something nobody's done in a while.
Well, you know, we've watched it quite a bit. You know, in college, you watch a lot of these formations and some of these plays at the collegiate level, especially scouting a number of the players that Arkansas had from the year before. So it's not like you haven't seen it before. We worked against that against the Raiders. We thought we might see it in the first game, but we didn't. So they're having a lot of success with it. Brown is an exceptional back. Anytime you got a guy with his type of skills and you put him at that position, he can make plays when there's nothing there, which has a lot to do with the type of offense, and he's skilled enough to throw the football as well. So it does present some problems.
What are your thoughts on the league finding Vince Wilfork for their first hit on Jay Cutler?
You know, I haven't talked to him about it yet. You know, I've obviously seen the play and can't get into it, but I have not seen. I don't know what the fine is, or I don't know if he's what the scenario is. So until I actually talk to them, I have no comment at this time.
A couple of their players after their win, said they were happy that they didn't use the Wildcat formation because they didn't want the rest of the league to think they were just winning gimmicky. Do you perceive any of their wins being gimmicky because they ran that formation?
Are you saying that they didn't run it against Buffalo?
Well, they did run it, but they only ran it six times. And the players in the papers were saying, we're kind of glad we're getting away from it because we didn't want the rest of the league.
Good. Yeah, I'm hoping they don't run it against us. So I agree with them.
Mike, does it keep your defense honest just because they can throw it out there anytime?
Well, I think you have to work on it. So any time you have a wrinkle like that, the team that you're going against has spent time preparing against that type of offensive scheme. So it takes less preparation, obviously, against everything else they're doing. So, you know, it's a plus. You know, regardless what type of offense you're running, if you can do things that can keep a defense off balance and make them spend extra time, it helps you.
How have you done with Ryan Clay so far this season?
Ryan? Yeah, he's done a great job. You can't ask a rookie to do much more than he's done. You know, he's there every day. He's been very consistent, and hopefully he keeps on getting better.
Could you envision that to the game on training camp,
Well, you never really know until you have a guy come in. Obviously, we felt very good about him until we drafted him at the position we drafted him at. We didn't think he would be there, and when he was there, we were very happy and surprised, and he's lived up to the billing.
How about Brandon Stokely? Any updates on his condition with the concussion? I mean, we talked about you wanted to wait and see what doctors had to say. Have you gotten comfortable if you went back on the field?
Well, he practiced Monday, so that means he's fine right now. Unless there's a setback, he'll be able to go. Anything else? Okay, thanks.